You're listening to the Candy Teeth Radio with comedian Shannon Coiano and Andy Miller.
Do you think she's comfortable?
Yes.
They are.
Bands?
But he has like the ones that are like tennis, like athletic shoes now.
Yeah, I like those.
Because I need to get better shoes, but I also don't want to lose fashion. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I want a supportive shoe, but then
you got a nice boot right now.
I would decorate this to go with my outfit.
Your boot, what happened? How'd you hurt your leg?
I have a stress fracture in my foot.
Oh, from kicking too much ass?
Exactly. you already know. No, but it was just because I had a boot on this leg because I tore two ligaments in my ankle here. Mm-hmm. And I had to have a boot on this leg for 3.5 months with crutches. Dude, it sucked so hard. And then I think that my body compensating for this fucked up side made this side fucked up.
Stress fracture.
Yeah. So I didn't even do anything exciting.
Right, you weren't like mini biking or like mountain climbing or anything?
Yeah, that's when you should make up something for.
Jet skiing.
You got a chance. There's a chance to
dolphin
make up.
Dolphin wrestling. Anything.
So she had a boot on the other foot and people were telling her, oh, you gotta make something up for how that happened, because also like kind of underwhelming story.
And everybody asked.
I fell outside of my kid's school and all the kids saw me and it scared everybody.
Oh, no.
That's pretty. I like the story.
Yeah, it's a pretty good
story. The kid's first day as a crossing guard. So she's doing kind of an away game. She's going to a spot. She's going through a break in the fence that she never usually goes through and down some steps on a leaf pile. And the shit's deep. And she just rolls her ankle.
Bit it hard. Like, I was laid out. And all the kids at my daughter's school, because I was trying to take a picture of her doing her crossing guard thing, because I was very proud and excited.
You had it up to your face?
No, I didn't. Okay. And Andy was like, were you looking at your phone? And I was like, I wasn't. I was getting ready to, though. But it's really just because the leaves made it look like it was flat ground, but it wasn't. There was
like
a big dip. So I dropped off and just, and it made a sound. So I thought I broke it because it made a pop sound.
Yeah.
And that was just my ligaments.
That's just my ligaments popping.
So just sliding over something.
It was
supposed
so
to slide
fucking
over.
Painful. And I was so embarrassed because all the kids saw me that I tried to just pop up really quick to be like, I'm fine. But I was like, I can't. I literally had to lay back down.
Yes.
And then this really sweet little girl still checks on me about it. She brought me her backpack as a pillow. And I'm like, it's like way out.
Whoa, was that?
Who was that?
No, it's this little girl named Evie.
I don't know.
Evie.
No.
Very nice sweetheart. Evie.
Her agenda that day was pick the kids up from school and then rush some shit to the post office for a court date.
Oh, right. It was a deadline. An absolute
go time.
Some court deadline, like adult shit, you know?
Ooh.
So then I got to fight traffic, roll down there, get her car keys from the ER, and then zoom over to the school and then get her car and get the paperwork out of there and then get back to the ER and have her sign the shit. And then I'm in there walk her through signing the shit. And I've already looked up like the post office that's still going to be open by the time I get through traffic.
Yeah,
you know, like it's
out.
Like, have you signed?
Like a river dad.
Well, she.
For real.
She's having some nurse do like the intake paperwork in the exam room, and I'm interrupting the nurse, and she's getting frustrated. And I'm like, you have people sitting out there for like 3 fucking hours. This is court shit. Like, me first, lady. Like, she can be here all night, you know? And then I think your sister called me a jackass or.
She
doesn't fucking understand. She doesn't have to do adult shit.
That's how it works. It's nuts.
It was really stressful. It was like reminded me of when I was trying to go to Evergreen State College and I'd gone to community college and then I was going to transfer to Evergreen. And it was the day of that my shit had to be postmarked, my application.
Yeah, it's time.
And I was still typing and I was finishing it. And then we had that big earthquake. Do you guys remember that?
Yes, yes. Give me anxiety.
I was in second grade.
You were in second grade, Horacio?
Oh, you're a baby. But yeah, I was like right in the middle of finishing up typing my fucking college application. And I was like, no. I was like, my mom's going to yell at me. And she was like, why'd you wait till the last day? You know? And so she was just going to kill me. I'm like, there's a fucking earthquake. But luckily, I just took the bus down there and dropped it off because I was like, I'm not going to fuck around and mail it now. It's going to be a day late. And so I took the bus.
So, like, I think that these are all really good cautionary tales about why you should leave yourself 3 days before the deadline to, like, just, like, not procrastinate.
Unless
or
you want to use it as a
I
drug.
I keep having these, like, Indiana Jones.
Getting high off.
Yes.
Or, like, sliding under the door right at the last minute.
Thanks for a really cool story next time you're on a podcast.
Exactly.
You know, otherwise, it's like,
so you get,
well, what have you guys been up to? Well, we've been mailing our bills 3 days in advance.
That's about it, really. I will tell you, Andy would be like, he'd look 10 years younger if that's how we came in here.
Shit.
Like, everything we've done 3 days ahead of time. He'd be so fucking happy.
He'd be like,
oh my God.
I just got a trampoline.
Yeah. That's true.
So, did you make it with all her signature stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That day?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And then her opponent was like 10 days late, so they gave him another 10 days.
It was bullshit.
Like,
yeah.
I got the shit in on time. He needs to get the shit in on time.
This is
like,
exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, such bullshit. Like, well,
He was like two times, not even one time. He was like weeks and weeks late.
They're just chill about it.
Yeah, but he's just like,
and you're like yelling at an old lady in traffic, you know, like on your way there.
I screamed at a nurse to get this here.
True story.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute, how long does that stuff cook?
Before recording, the spicy noodle challenge had been accepted by our brave cast members.
I don't know. Let me
put
check
10 on the noodles and then we read step
number
2.
Wait, let me
two.
Open. I think this Ooh. Is the first one I did, right? The
There's
or
multiple steps. Is there a powder involved?
A liquidy stuff you gotta put in there.
You can feel the seaweed and chilies in there.
It's getting there.
It ain't a powder, man. It's so powerful. It's a goo.
Oh, it's a goo. You can't even hear this. I can't.
It's so fine. It turns to liquid.
Oh. All right, so now. This goo. Hold on. I gotta put my glasses on. Stuff's getting weird. Oh, for nothing. This isn't somebody else's language. Two times spicy is the only thing in English.
2x
That's
spicy.
That's all you
yeah.
have
2x.
To know. That's 2x. All you have
Double
to
spicy.
They're like, X means something different.
And you would think like only
times
2
10.
Times the spiciness wouldn't be that spicy, but it fucking spicy. It's so hot.
So that little bit of English on there, it's 2x spicy hot chicken flavor ramen with added sugar. Big bowl.
With added sugar.
Yeah. Big bowl.
I love the big bowl. That's the
big
bowl.
My 8-year-old son was able to take a bite of this. He can do it. You guys can at least take a bite, right?
Yeah.
He's a professional, though.
He's like pushing out, out of his little shell. He used to be, everything's too spicy.
But now he's like kind of wants to try the spicy.
Topic of romance, though. Don't bring that up around him. Don't talk about romance.
What's up with him,
boy?
Can we talk about
him? Macklemore today.
See, that's what I'm talking about. What's up with him? That's what I'm talking about. Can we talk about who he is, or do we keep it a secret?
No, we can talk about who he is.
You want to pump him up, or?
Sure.
He's your son.
My son is Desmond Beig, and he's a YouTube star with Hi-Ho. Hi-Ho.com.
That's what it is. Hi. Oh.
Yeah, check out Kids Try. You'll come across Desmond. You'll go, that kid's my favorite kid. And then you go, oh, that's the kid they're talking about.
Yes. He's real, real cute. And even
yes,
at 8 years old, because Andy's always like, he's going to hit that, like, not cute phase anymore. Like, when he gets his big teeth in. But he got his big teeth in, and he's still really
cute. He got some of his big teeth in. And then some of his baby teeth are actually getting pulled out.
Yeah,
and,
he did have to get a tooth pulled because he had like a gigantic cavity.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It was in a baby tooth, so.
You're like, oh, you got a cavity in a baby tooth?
Pull that out yourself.
Yeah. Fix that yourself. You got a little gum boil.
I wish you could pull out the real ones.
Yeah, it was like abscess. It was terrible. Mm. It was scary.
Yeah. I've done it before. I woke up with my head, like an extra head on my head.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
bad tooth.
One bad tooth. It can just happen in a day, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
In a night. I went to sleep.
Yeah, that happened to Andy recently, too.
Oh, yeah, wake up, punch in really the pillow, bad. Go to the dentist. They're like, that was something dying. That's what you, that's like, that.
That was it. Like,
you probably won't be punching the pillow tonight because that shit's dead now.
Yeah.
And then,
you waited just long enough until it died.
They show me the x-ray and the shit's, the decay is down too close to the bone. So we're not going to, not a good idea to do a crown now. It's going to break in 3 years and you know, you're just going to have to do this. You're going to have to go back there and get it pulled. So $10 on Amazon, got a number 15 upper extraction molar pair of pliers, right? Just $10.
What? Yeah. Are you kidding? About?
Yeah.
You know how much I spent?
No good barber.
Yeah. I like this guy.
I do not want him to pull his own tooth out. I'm like very concerned about this.
Yeah, no.
It's how you get
that? That sounds very painful and bloody.
My dad's homie in college.
Yes.
He pulled the shit out himself.
Yeah.
Blind now.
Went blind from it. Yeah. Blind from the pain.
No, blind. Like he never, like his sight never restored after whatever infection like went up there and fucking snipped that delicate little nerve on both sides.
Oh.
So, after this story from your own mouth, are you still going to use that, you know?
Well, he's no dummy.
Amazon.
Right, yeah, no. We have, like, the internet now.
I brush my teeth.
We have the internet now.
I can watch a YouTube video that's in it.
Yeah. I've been watching it.
It's crazy how you
extraction
can just be
videos on YouTube.
Whatever, after watching the video. You know what I mean?
What'd
like,
you say?
You can be a mechanic now.
Yeah.
You can be a dentist now without... You could do minor surgery on yourself just from watching a video now. It's crazy.
We do acupuncture all the time.
Yeah.
Thanks to you, too.
Honey, you got a lighter?
Yeah.
You gotta sterilize these.
Like, minor baby surgeries because you just watch a video. Mm-hmm. Everything's a video now.
I've done a lot of things from like how to fix the washer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like how to like, you know, fix the pipe underneath the sink. Like if you like pull out the P-trap and like it's still clogged, then what you got, you know, you got to get it into the wall and all that. Like,
no, it's physical therapy shit.
Fight.
For Shannon's
well, I meant,
fucking
like,
injuries.
Of
no, quarterly no. Injury.
They do
fucking on there. Bob and Greg, the two most famous physical therapists on the internet.
Hi, I'm Bob Schrupp, physical therapist.
Brad Heinick, physical therapist.
Together we are the most famous physical therapists on the internet.
In our opinion, of course, Bob.
It's easy for you to say. Today, Brad, I got a question for you. What does the human body and cars have in common?
This is a trick question.
Yeah, this is a trick question.
No, seriously, Bob, they both break down. They have problems.
They have parts that break down.
Oh my God. They're really cute. They're these cute old men that are physical therapists, and we watched like all of their videos.
Trying to fucking live forever.
God, I got needles hanging from my mouth that are hot.
Oh, yeah, get the
rub my hand all over them.
We have some fizzy water.
Yeah, yeah. Let me hook you up with
it. No, man, that's for sissies.
Whoa. More of my PA guy.
It's a challenge. There's a little bit, like in high school, I was pretending to be a jock.
Okay.
Remember that?
You're pretending to be a jock.
It gives you a better angle on my pull out how I act.
Like this, like subtle competitiveness.
That's why, yeah, like dumb shit.
You worry it's not charming.
People, well, no, it's just that people are like, whoa, Jeremy's like that. But I'm like, yeah,
came from.
Or Osio, I would dress like a jock and go to high school, and then go home and get in the skater stuff and just go skate, because skating wasn't cool. Like at this point, it was like you're a dork.
So it's like
you
camouflage.
Yeah, totally. Except for I lived on top of the hill where everybody drove. And so they would just see me skating every day.
Like, you're busted anyways, man.
So did jock have, like, kind of like a preppy finish to it?
Yeah, but it was more like a hat. You know, a fitted hat.
A white hat?
Back in the day. Yeah, a white
for
hat.
The cocks?
A little crooked. So bad, dude, when you see pictures of that gym. I need a
Drinking the juice, Andy?
I need to leave the... Wow! Oh, it's just gangster shit.
Well, we skipped dinner.
We skipped dinner, so, you know. You want my water? I'm gonna drink that. You want my water? I'm sorry, I took 2 bites, man.
Oh, I need to not touch my ear.
You told me you were starving.
Oh, well, that was his choice, was to skip dinner because he really wanted to take a nap for a second. Because he got to work at 5.
So I like those.
I work for my dad.
Yeah.
And he goes, this client texted me some documents instead of emailing them to me. Help me with my phone. And I was like, why would he do this? And then he like just snaps. He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, no, not at me. Wrong direction. Put his phone down and left. And was like, fuck him. So I need a nap.
Yeah. Reset, I call it. I used to do that back when I was a kid, too. Take a nap. After you're done breaking
shit. Protest nap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then just cry a little bit and go to sleep.
I used to come across, like, a computer monitor here or a fax machine there, and I'd drag it into the woods and smash it up.
Ooh.
I read a study that says that doesn't work. But
really? Smash rooms?
Yeah, apparently it doesn't work. Apparently it exaggerates your aggression. Instead of like releasing it,
does it just make you more violent?
Yeah, you go home and just start breaking your shit up too.
Yeah,
like, I didn't want to come home.
Friends that
turns
done
out,
though, and they said that they didn't feel that way. They felt like it was a good release for them, but there was women.
Yeah,
I think
women.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
I think women doing it, it
fucking
doesn't
women
do the same thing as it does to a man.
Maybe,
God.
But like, I wonder if it's like people who just like chronically keep going. You know, like then their aggression keep, like if you do it maybe like once in a blue moon, like you know that catharsis. But if you keep going, maybe like you become an angry person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I thought it was a man versus woman kind of.
They did a study at the University of Iowa, where, what they would have people do is write an essay, and then turn that essay in. And then an essay would come back to them and they would grade that essay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their essay would come back, apparently graded by one of the cohorts in the study.
Yeah.
Right?
Cold.
And the shit would be hella cold. They'd be like, you're an idiot. This point makes no sense. Learn to use a comma. You know, like it was like that.
It was like YouTube comments, but critiquing you.
Right.
Yes.
So this is like how they shake them up. That's how they agitate them. And then the next phase of the study, they put them at a computer and everybody's playing a game and you are given the opportunity to penalize the loser in whatever round by giving them like a hard, not a shock, but like a gross sound into the headphones.
Ew. What? When you say gross sound?
Oh, like a sine wave or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a negative experience for the person they're inflicting it upon. So they agitate the kids with the essay. They split them up into two groups. One group gets to go punch a fucking punching bag before they go into the play the game and buzz people.
Right.
The other group has to sit there quietly and just reflect.
Oh, and breathe.
Yeah. The kids that did the punching bag went harder with the buzz than the kids that sat and did the reflection and just chilled out. So
did they give them like a little interval, like the punching people? Just like chill out? It was like straight from punching to...
Yeah, it went just to the punching bag to right into the next phase.
Jesus
Christ. Oh!
Like that.
That was like...
We did it go for a while.
Yeah, like tumbled across a couple of these pipes or something.
Yeah.
Freed up some asbestos.
Yeah.
That reminds me.
That's how we do it.
That reminds me.
We're just catching it.
That's a Tacoma topper right there.
I got in a spider fight on, like, what, last Wednesday?
What? Because he put his fucking feet up at you?
He got a literal spider fight with his friends.
So you're throwing spiders at each other?
Yeah.
Oh, a spider fight.
Yeah.
I thought you meant a fight with a spider.
No, like I mean, we fought the
with
same way
spiders.
You fight with food in a food fight.
Got it.
Right. You
spider
don't fight
bite.
The food.
Yeah, tell me.
Take that.
Spider fight. So how many spider? What?
Yeah. It was just one spider.
Oh.
It, you know, hung in there for a minute.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I crawled out onto the ceiling. I was making fun of the Cobra Kai show. I don't know if you've seen that, but like an hour into it, my friend's like, you know, we wouldn't have to keep backing up the show if you just shut the fuck up.
Ooh, right? Spider fight.
Yeah. So a fucking spider crawls out onto the ceiling and I'm like, hey, yo, look at this big ass spider. And then Daniel's son fucking like roundhouse kicks a boba out of some dude's hand. And so I'm like, hey, whoa, back it up. We got to see this boba kick. And my buddy's like, you know, hey, we wouldn't have to back it up if you just shut up. And I'm like, there's a spider on the ceiling. He goes, oh, you want me to kill that spider? You want me to kill it? And jumps, like leaps into the air and like spikes it off the ceiling right into my lap.
Oh.
Like a hailstorm of that popcorn shit.
Yes.
On the ceiling.
Yeah, that's asbestos.
Right. Got up. Brushed myself off. It was really like, ugh.
Yeah.
And
you
I know the
spider at me.
I know the spider was on me because it fell to the floor in a spot where like I had moved pretty far away from where like it was knocked onto me. So it hung on there. Then I kick it at him. He runs. Then I find a spoon. I'm going to use the spoon to pick it up.
Ew, catapult.
But the host grabbed my wrist hella hard because he's like, don't get spider on my spoon. Like, he could wash it, but it's still, it's one of those things where, like, never be clean again.
Yeah.
So, wow.
So, it was like, shit was actually getting that way further out of hand than
yeah.
I thought it was.
He grabbed your wrist.
Yeah.
He did the mom wrist grab.
Yeah.
Like,
Andy, I'm fucking serious.
Four finger claw marks across the ceiling where the fucking popcorn had been scraped off.
So, you guys aren't invited back next week.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, he's got a hella dirty roommate, so... He's had to put up with a lot of shit.
Oh, he's used to weird shit.
Kind of, you know, it's like, we can never have nice things, but it's not really your fault. It's Spencer's fault.
So did the spider live through this experience? Or
no.
You didn't have to ask.
I had to ask. So the dude who first made, you know, did the first
initial
assault,
spike.
He was like, he realized that it was going to get really bad. So he killed it.
Oh.
And shut it down. It still had like one leg twitching.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. When you know you like damaged his brain.
Yeah.
And you're like, is it trying to move that leg or is that involuntary? Like, that's.
Okay, it's like he's high fiving me.
He's waving goodbye.
Oh,
that's terrible. I just had to ask because then I need to know if we could put the like no animals are harmed in this episode of Candy Radio or not. Disclaimer on the back. We can't, obviously, for this episode.
Spider fight, dude. You ever have a poop fight? No, we're going too
far. Wow.
We're going too far.
God, I hope not.
You don't think that's happened?
Sure it probably has happened, but that's for me. That would be like you're crossing a boundary that you can't uncross at that point. It's like I would kill someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit on me.
Yes.
Like I would literally murder someone.
Right.
I feel that way about spit too.
That's why it's a fight maker. I used to work with
kids, and this little boy, he was gotten in trouble, and he was really had a lot of problems in his life. It was really actually sad, and he was 6 years old, and he was just way out of control. It was kind of my job to sort of like kind of stay with him, and he tried to run away from the school, and I had to chase him down the street.
Yeah,
and I was able to get him.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all these rules about how you can handle and hold a kid. So I can't like really tightly hold him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kicking me, biting me, scratching me, calling me every curse word he can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And he spit on me. And that was the thing where I was like, I'm going to go to jail because I'm going to fucking hit a kid. I really thought at that point, I was like, I'm going to hit this kid.
So was your response to it like, oh my God, that was nasty? Or was it, oh my God, that was disrespectful? Like, is it the phobia of like whatever
it's
he's
both.
Talking up? Okay.
Yeah. It's both.
Where did he spit at you?
It hit like my midsection area.
It's a good spot.
Because he's six and he was also little for his age, even though he has a big personality. But
even though he's full of spit.
The thing that helped bring me down is just remembering like this kid has been through horrible and horrendous things.
Good. Fucking good. You know what
no,
I mean? No, man, you're gonna act like that.
Bitch.
You better fucking have like
no, I don't think
you better have some
like
scary shit. I'm not happy about the stuff that happened to him before, you know, that's sad, but whatever happened to him after that was fucked up, good, you know? Good.
No, I don't know what happened.
And you know some fucked up shit happened. Like that shit doesn't just like stop without intervention, you know what I mean?
It was sad, but I was really pissed about the spitting.
Yes.
Too much.
I used to work at a daycare, and you can just do little things like, well, elbow or something. Elbow. You know, just drop a little, you put a little weight on them.
But you can't. Like, I think you could get away with that to a certain extent, because I remember my very first job working at the YMCA with kids. They, like, a bunch of my coworkers, the guys that I worked with particularly, they would do kind of like corporal punishment type shit, like 50 push-ups, you know.
Yeah,
like,
hold this rock straight out.
You have to do squats against the wall and hold it until your legs give out.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Here's what I want to say about that. Now, I can see how some people would be like, that seems like abuse to an extent, but I'll tell you, it fucking worked. For whatever reason, like the exercise exertion, they needed to like run off. They needed to physically work off. They're like crazy. And these also were kids that were very like at-risk kids that we were working with. These are kids that like they don't know their parents, and like kids that had already tried drugs, and these are elementary school kids. So like the physical exertion, it worked. Like, I'm not saying it's necessarily okay to like force a kid to do 50 push-ups, but like it would work. Like the kids would be like calm down.
In my daycare days, I would have kids, you have like three bad kids, and you'd make them all stand single file, nose to head.
Touch it.
Right up against the wall, and I'd say, stand here like soldiers till I come back. And they'd be into it, and they'd be upright, and they'd be like, yeah, all right, we'll play soldier right here. And it would snap them out of their bullshit. But apparently that's illegal.
Yeah, like
that's a timeout, and you can't do that.
You can't even do
that. But it's effective, and they're willing participants
to play soldier. Wow.
Because they say that as an child educator, it is your job to motivate through positivity, and a timeout isn't considered like positive. But here's your way around
it. That's like cool.
You call it, if you call it something else,
yeah,
then you're allowed to do it. So if you say you're giving them an opportunity to calm down and to cool off, and just like
safety,
safe area, safe space for them to calm down, mm-hmm. then you can do it.
Right.
But if you just call it timeout, even though it's the same, they're all the same thing.
I call it don't get your ass beat.
Yeah.
How about we go not get your ass beat over here for 5 minutes?
Who's into that? Everybody raises their hand, the whole class.
You ever use the trick where you pull out your cell phone and be like, I'm calling your dad, and then just have a fake conversation with their dad, like, and he's being a bad. There was one kid.
You have to leave work?
This was like before the word spectrum was being thrown around. They, you just have like some 19-year-old girl who was working there just a little bit longer than you, being like, I think he was a heroin baby. What? You read his file? They like got a file on his fucking heroin babiness? Like that? You don't know that shit. Like, you
can't smell that.
Yeah, you fucking. You can't just go diagnosing kids as fucking heroin babies.
Yeah, that's definitely out of it.
I mean, I do it all the time.
I just flick out the word spectrum.
Yeah,
and then that's it. When they come up to talk to me, I go Seattle Freeze. And I walk away.
So,
I just love that music.
Yeah, me too. It's copyrighted.
We took the kids to the beach on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Like right when we put our blankets down, we got like two more moms that are just like up in our shit, like over the toy line. We put our shit down. We
like
got this
stepped
spot
on our stuff.
Yeah.
Is the spot cracking? Like, is it packed full?
Packed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that was like the first time
Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
And it was hot. And also the spot that's shady, some tech dorks were there already holding the place down, not with cornhole, but like with another game where you put wood pegs out there and you're throwing wood pegs at shit. You know what I'm talking about? No?
We need to share more shade though.
Are they
for other
humans? No, you play that game in the sun, bro. Take that down to the sand. This is like spots for us to sit.
Andy,
we need
to
throw blankets down. I gotta be in the shade. It's a fucking metal. I got a medical condition. It's
excuse
my right.
Sir.
It's my goddamn right. This pigment makes me entitled to shade.
he will burn alive. I don't like shade. I want to be in the sun.
I want to be in the shade.
It's better for my kids, though, too, to have some shade. Mm-hmm. But it was, the shady spot was definitely, like, a lot of people. But, these two moms literally just fucking in our shit. And I was like,
I was like, blankets on top of our shit.
But our skin's touching.
It was like this. It was like a power move. It was like,
wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, isn't this uncomfortable? Maybe you guys should leave and we should have more space.
Yes, totally.
That's kind of what we did. That's exactly what I did. I go, let us move our stuff out of your way. And they were like, thank you.
Yeah.
And they just like move it over. Like, do this. And then,
but Andy wouldn't let me say anything to that. I really wanted to say something.
You're at the park, though.
I was like, what the fuck?
That's
like,
how those YouTube videos.
You gotta let her say something, because then we could have filmed it. Yeah.
No, because there's three kids, five chairs, fucking cooler, and like, I'm gonna carry that all back to the car while she's wilding out with like some two moms that don't give a fuck. Like, we already tell that they are like, they got problems already.
Yeah.
And they let the fucking kid just cry, like cry nonstop for what felt like a fucking hour.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give parenting advice.
Oh, wow.
And then they also
like,
let their kids run across our stuff with their sandy feet.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Don't fucking let them run across the goddamn. Yeah.
You're all feral.
Yeah.
You're all feral. What the fuck?
They found you in the woods.
Yeah. And I was just like, I can't believe this.
They're just on all fours getting a sandwich.
I also don't want to be not nice, so we just kind of let it go.
Mother's Day.
Very upset.
Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hard not to get pissed off about that.
And then my kids.
Dude, do you want to hear a question from me?
Broke the chair. I leaned back on it. I thought it was gonna lean with me.
It's on. I don't even know what chair that is.
Yeah, I do. It's still stuck on though.
Yeah, the back's still stuck on.
I don't know how to make it go back up.
That's it.
Sorry.
That chair, I really don't know that chair.
We're not really sure where we're
oh. talking
about that.
So it's all good.
I have my sources.
Two cups?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. A bunch.
What?
Candy?
Good.
Oh, man.
Here, let me pour some.
Okay, that's what? Cool.
Yeah, a whole bunch of Starbursts.
Do you guys want some Starbursts?
Yeah, give me a yellow one.
Starburst brand.
Yellow
one. Oh, what?
Is there a Starburst commercial song?
Yes.
I need a pink one. I just need a pink one.
Or a red one. Or a pink one. Or a pink one.
Pink ones are better. What about that dark? What's that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. You got a bag of all the good ones?
Yes.
What is
all
this?
All the reds.
All the reds are in one bag?
Yes.
This is a different world. Yeah, just quiet wrapper side. High fructose. Yeah. Strawberry.
Have you guys been doing a lot of podcasting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just did Josh Boulay. You ever heard of this dude? He just goes around and draws everything all the time. It's nuts. And he goes around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just draw. You got to check him out. Josh Boulay. JoshBoulay.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's
got a lot of cool comics on his website.
Mm-hmm. And then he does like a vlog. Of what he's doing, where he's at, and he makes
Where's
a cool video of it and animation in it, and he's funny. Yeah, Seattle. Where is he from? I don't know where he's from.
Oh, he lives in Seattle?
He's a traveler, dude. I don't know where that
like,
is.
He lives all over.
I don't think he's from Seattle. But that's home base.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He just makes money and then leaves. It's a cool thing.
Those illustrations, he makes money, and then it's off for like a year.
They did a lot of stuff for the Seattle Weekly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's like a dude. He has a comic called Reefer Man.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like his name and everything that you're saying sounds familiar to me.
Boulay, yeah. I'm just trying to plug him because he's so cool. And it's not even like jocking. He's just like one of those dudes that's cool. You know, like...
He's a real chill guy, he is.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, there's no...
energy,
if you don't like that, dude, I don't like you. Like, it's...
Yeah.
One of those.
Because there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you if you don't like that. So we got the question while we do this. I'll tell you about this. Oh, wait. I just started reading my messages. My brain's programmed.
Look at phone.
It's so good. And it's so good now because, as I can show you, all the old weird... Oh, forgot about that. All the old weird beards are on there, so you can see what shirt he's wearing. See you in the next one. Oh, tight. See, isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. Doubling it up.
Yeah, the whole thing, the whole collection. It's awesome. Okay, let's see what he asked for you guys. Turn this up. I was probably looking at porn and I turned all the way down and it's always on mute. That's better than when it's blasting.
Hello.
Candy Teeth Radio. I hope everyone's doing well. With a little investigation, I found out that both of our guests, Mr. Miller and Ms. Coyano, are what we call in these parts greeners.
Uh-huh.
For our listeners outside of the Puget Sound area, this moniker denotes that they both attended Evergreen State University.
The State College.
This is a learning institution with a reputation among Republicans bordering on what Ben Kenobi had to say about Mos Eisley. There is a lot to unpack here. It's very difficult to pick just one question on the matter. I suppose what interests me most is how it's structured. What I'm getting at is, what weird made-up classes did you two take? Looking through my fake course catalog, I have here in my hands, I probably would have gone with free-range urban moss growing or practical witchcraft 201, a hive of scum and villainy. Indeed.
So
harsh.
Well, harsh, dude.
Bro.
Yeah. Not accurate.
Sometimes he's a dick, yeah, but that's how you roll.
So did you take any wacky fake classes?
Kind of. I took one that was called, I don't remember what the like title of it was, but it was Statistics and Jazz.
Oh, mix it up. That's what he's looking for. That's exactly what he's looking for.
So what did you do in this class? Yeah.
So awesome.
One of my main projects was I had to go around and
ask people if they
prefer. I don't remember the name of either one of the jazz stations, but the one that's like smooth jazz, like elevatory music kind of sounding, or like old school jazz.
Right.
And then I had to do like a statistics.
Map or whatever.
Yeah, a statistics graph. Like chart, graph, mm-hmm. whatever, on my findings.
Wow.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That took a long time. But.
And then I did something. I did some kind of project about Dave Brubeck, but I cannot remember. I also painted, I still have it in my living room. I painted a big painting for that class, too.
Huh.
You
painted a painting for your statistics and jazz class.
It's evergreen.
It's awesome.
The most amazing part is that she did all these assignments in one night.
No, I wasn't so bad about procrastinating when I went to Evergreen because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything, you know, a lot of group projects.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, did you take any funny classes?
I stuck to core classes, which were like, quote unquote, like the hard classes. So I took technology and cognition education. Where we read a bunch of Chomsky, among other thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Took a shit ton of like biology and like human development courses kind of geared towards education.
Mm-hmm.
And then a whole ton of writing classes. Like a class filming fictions where you write a short film and then produce it over the course of the 10-week quarter.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, mine.
That's kind of a short.
I wake up in the middle of the night kicking and like thrashing, wishing that I'd never made the short film that I made.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay, so on YouTube, where do we look for it?
Yeah. You have to tell him. He has, like, it is like a deep.
Wow, that's open.
The project.
Have I shared this with you? Like,
that's open.
Yeah, you have.
You've seen this film.
Oh, no, I don't think we have access to it, do we?
I would say, like, there is no digital copy of this, but I did shoot it on a digital camera and then transferred it to a VHS tape later, right?
Right.
Not only that, but every kid in the class has a VHS tape of the films produced. So there is literally
it's gonna come out.
A minimum of 50 VHS tapes out there with this film there. So
if you ever
the professor said, kiss a career in politics goodbye after like showing it to the class.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because someone's gonna find this film that you made and ruin your credibility.
Yeah, you made
you describe this film because we're not
going to. Yeah, can we get just the back of the cover?
Like, so there's 50 of them. You have one of these.
Yeah, I got one of them.
So you're never going to show it to us.
At any time, I could actually pull it up. But like, what if we went through it and you guys were like, you know what? You were right. I didn't want to see that. That was bad.
Oh, wow.
So it's 2 minutes long. That was the rubric, right? So it's like not even a commitment. You know what I mean? It's just 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
2 minutes.
That could ruin a political career.
Yeah, as long enough.
It's charged.
It's 2 minutes long. I don't know if you guys sat down to watch a movie in a while, but it takes about 5 minutes for me to stop talking while just like the movie starts.
Yeah.
So like it's already over.
Twice.
Yeah. Right. Two and a half times. We showed the film. And everybody's supposed to write feedback, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you pass them, the feedback comes back on little pieces of paper. Mm-hmm. And we watched all of them in one session in a lecture hall.
Mm-hmm. How many, just for my own?
I think it was like 100 minutes worth of, you know, so it's like 50 little films.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody got paired off into little groups of four, mm-hmm. and that was your production company. Come up with the name, come up with, like, you know, ours was Le Petit Fromage, and we had a little, like, opening, Le Petit Fromage, like, opening to it.
Yeah.
And you know, you write your short story, and you workshop it with your crew, and then you turn it into a screenplay, and you workshop it with your crew. And there was never a point when anybody was like, yo, time out. Time out, Andy. And I'm getting fucking grades back from the professor. Like, shit's getting turned in. No one's ever like, time out. No one's like, think about this. You know?
I love this.
Also, keep in mind that this is taking place around 2002. Maybe 2002. It's taking place around 2002. So, like, as we discuss the content of the film, you'd be like, well, that's really like... subversive. It didn't seem so subversive being a dude who was in high school in the late 90s. Like, it was like, you know what? Fuck all y'all. Bob Odenkirk saw this. He'd think he was genius. You know? So.
Oh, man. I just want to see it. This is like a trailer.
So
this
much.
Is like a trailer.
Am I building it up too much?
Yeah, you're building it up too much.
Like, I'm building it up too much.
Yeah, but
we
still
don't know.
Watch it. We still have to watch it.
What do you mean subversive? Like, it's like an anarchist?
All right.
Like,
I wish it were like anarchist. Like we should unionize and like, like there's like imagery of like a bloody tampon and like,
yeah,
that dude,
that's
down.
What I thought.
Down.
I thought that would be there.
No, it's not. So, do you guys, like, you're not ready?
All right, just tell us. Just tell us.
No, just fucking, just let me, you know, I mean.
Think about it.
I'm processing it, you know? Like, so there was this kid. I followed this professor, this writing professor, for probably like fucking 6 quarters or something. 7 quarters, right? I mean, like, I put a lot of time in with this professor. Mm-hmm. And I know some of his lesson plans. I know, like, some of his funny, cute little sayings that help you remember shit. You know?
You guys
know what the most lucrative poem ever was? Know what the most lucrative poem ever was? Like, you know, this one flew by me. The most lucrative poem, according to this professor, was Raid Kills Bugs Dead. You get it? Y'all get it? You get it? Right. All right. So, and I met other kids that had studied under him, and they were telling us about this dude that in a short story writing class read this story about this girl and this, you know, and about fucking this girl in the back of his car, and he gets graphic and the smell of her. So, whoa, you know?
At class. In class.
So in class, people have to read that, and it causes a big stir, and they had all kind of determined that the problem with that was that we you know, we're in a situation where we're in a classroom setting, and we're not sure if we can fucking just, like, get up and walk out while someone's reading that trash. And so, like, we kind of felt like, you know, the wasn't clear if we were being forced to listen to this, and that's just not comfortable. Don't want to hear this, you know, rendition of this
guy,
this girl that you banged. So I stand up before they show the film and I say, look, everyone, my film's repulsive, and you're allowed to look away, you're allowed to close your eyes, you're not being forced to watch mine. To, like,
yeah.
Now it's
a
matter of consent, right?
Yeah.
And then the some of the feedback I get back is like, you're gonna burn in hell.
Oh wow.
You know. But one piece that I do remember was, it said John Waters would be proud. So I was like, oh,
you're like,
I gotta just cling to this.
Yeah.
Just cling to this one.
That was somebody that hated John Waters, though. That's
so, I mean, after this shit happened, there's like those cool queer girls that were in the class, that, like, and now she's working at Le Voyeur down there making Philly cheesesteaks, and she's washing dishes, and she sees me through the little circular window and comes out, and she's like, "You're the one who made that shit." You know, and, like, you know, I'm getting stopped like in public with this, right?
Wow.
So,
but do you just say, yeah? I don't understand how that works. The confrontation, like, you made that thing.
Why would you do that?
Oh,
and I go, I don't know.
I'm just
back then, I felt like I had to have, like, a little supernova explosion every year, you know, some, like, big fucking thing. Just, and, like, now I just am like, every one of those was stupid, misguided, fucking dumb, fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. With all those whips.
Yeah.
Tell us about the movie.
The movie's titled Grateful Ted.
Grateful and, Ted.
Yeah, already, like, off to a good start here, right?
Okay.
And so the scene opens, exterior, news anchor, you know, just being... It's a news anchor, and she is basically catching you up on the story of Ted, the character who became kind of a metal icon because of a very, like, obscure birthmark that he has. And here's the problem, guys.
Okay.
Birthmark is in the shape of the Grim Reaper, hella metal, right?
Right.
It's on his perineum or perineum. It's on between his balls and asshole.
Taint.
It's on his taint.
Yeah.
Well, like, so here I am, you know, day of shoot, pulling my balls up, having my girlfriend at the time draw, like, on with a little brown marker, a fucking birthmark in the shape of a Grim Reaper. She nails it, but in a classroom full of my peers on a big giant screen is my taint with a brown markered fucking birthmark of
You,
Grim Reaper,
were the champion.
We just run through, you know, little photoshopped, commercials. You know, like, it's got a little Got Milk mustache on it in one shot. I mean, like, so you're catching up that he's, like, super famous and now just getting out of rehab and here and an interior shot and then signing color photos of it, send back to fans and fan mail and shit, right? And there's a mysterious knock at the door. And in walks a friend who, like, probably also wakes up in the middle of the night going, why did I let Andy put me in that shit? And he lives in town here. Oh, he's a teacher. Oh, my God.
Oh, great.
You know him. You guys know him.
He comes walking in. He's a good dude.
Where's he teach?
What the fuck, Shannon? What the fuck, Shannon?
That was very easy.
You can edit
it out. They don't edit this shit.
That was awesome.
So there's a mysterious knock at the door, and here comes a guy in glasses and a suit and tie, and he says that I knew your mother before you were born, and presents to him like this very tiny metal Grim Reaper. Did you carve like a tiny Grim Reaper? You want me to like endorse these or something? And he goes, no, look a little closer. It's a coat hanger. It's a coat hanger with a little Grim Reaper on the end. The joke is that this birthmark is from a botched abortion from an audacious abortion doctor who carved a Grim Reaper on the end of a coat hanger. And it's like, get an actual instrument, bro, if you're going to like go that far with it. Like you could order something custom, right?
Yeah, no hanger. So,
yeah, don't do the
bump
hanger.
It up.
So there's a broken premise. And so here it goes. It's like a gnarly abortion joke. It's a gnarly abortion joke, and like I'm exposing the fucking my taint.
Yeah,
to
not
my,
even
my
your
entire
talk
class
or anything like that. It's just
so I get
taint.
The feedback that John Waters will be proud.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
And so that's the classroom viewing, and then we have the popcorn viewing in the evening that where like everybody brings their mom and shit.
Oh, yes,
wow. Yeah. And then Les Peirce, the president of the school, comes in with like a couple of like maybe I think philanthropic funders that are wearing like large African regalia. And so they saw my taint and fucking the junior professor no longer worked at the school after that. Like maybe I got somebody fired. I don't know. Like I'll never know.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Evergreen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sums it up.
Yeah.
I love Evergreen though, so Weird Beard, you can suck it. I went there. I never paid to go there, but I went there a lot.
Yeah, I lived with Galen my freshman year.
Galen McCarty Turner. What about?
So you probably, if you came to visit Galen in T108, you probably met me back then. You
probably visited me.
Yeah.
T108.
Probably ate my food and used my soap.
That was cute. That is awesome. Remember all those problems?
The soap wash that
what?
Just growing up.
Yeah.
Living with people.
And taking it as disrespect at every turn.
Oh, no.
Like, I can't live here with
you. You're disrespecting my whole manhood.
This sock is disrespecting me.
Dude, I had it where we were having a fight. It was me and two weed dealing dudes. And we were having a fight over who's doing the dishes, you know? And they keep going, they pile up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they stay there for like, this is like 2 months or something. Stays there way too long, but now it's just on. Nobody's doing it. One day I come home, all the dishes are done.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Where are they at?
Somebody gave up. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gave in and just did the dishes. I'm going to love that person. I'm going to be like, dude, you know, you gave in. That's tight. We held out. But then the other dude, there's one dude there. One dude's gone. The dude that's gone had taken the dishes and just put them away.
Dirty?
Dirty.
Wow.
In the covers. He said, open the cupboard. And it was just dirty dishes, 2-month-old dirty dishes in the cupboards.
Like yeah. Flies coming out, rats jumping out of the cupboard.
But blue fucking furry mold.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The mold's dying.
Sweet. that's good. That's a kind of a baller move.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
I had a standoff with a roommate. It was clear it was his shit. We had other roommates that would just like kind of wash their dishes above his pile in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, you got to clean this up. And you know, then he's gonna be leaving town.
Oh,
like, please take care of it before you leave town. You know, mm-hmm. And then it gets to the point where I'm yelling out the window, like in front of the whole student body, like, hey, ma'am, seriously, you're not going to do these dishes? Like,
yeah, it's on.
So I was like, wow, you must have your roommate must be horrible. You know, it was like probably what his friends were saying is like, good, shut the window. Oh.
gosh, what a jerk. What a bummer for you.
So he leaves town, doesn't do the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a big old fucking trash bag and I put all that shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he had his own bedroom, but he had turned the common area into his own puppetry workshop.
Yeah, I could get that.
I put the puppets in there too.
Ooh. Now you're in it.
And his classmate shit ended up in there too.
Oh, pretty sick.
Because he's like, hey, why not? Everybody, my whole class can come over and use my space.
Uh-oh.
So that sucked.
A little house check.
I wouldn't do it again, but yeah. I wouldn't live with that dude again either.
Yeah. Right?
It's all in situations when you're living with somebody crazy that you would never live with, but you're a kid and you're like, cool, dude, you got 300 bucks?
What sucks is we were homies before and we split enemies. We're friends again, but...
They're good friends now, but it did take a while.
But it's always just like dumb stuff. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Just dumb, like headbutting. For nothing.
Or just do your dishes.
Galen did say that one he lived with you that you get really upset about people using your soap, and he said it was hilarious because
it was just sticking in
his butt. Always tell because everybody else's pubes aren't red. So he was like, I know that somebody else used my fucking soap because you're the only one with bright red pubes.
It wasn't actually like
that's awesome.
This big production that I put on, but the story for him to tell is better than that. Yeah. I actually left a really witty note one time drawing attention to the fact that I could tell if someone else uses my
soap. That was part of it, yeah.
So
dumbasses.
One note turns into this like
forever
story. Tirade in the living room.
I can see that.
Right, yeah.
What are you dirty motherfuckers? Use my soap and I can tell. Not telling you how. I don't want you to know the secret.
That was part one of Andy Miller and Shannon Coiano. Stay tuned because part two is coming right up.